I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it felt like someone was brushing her hair. Was it something evil or was it something kind and watching over her?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yeah, it really is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. So call in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could be a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going well, you know, just kind of regular day. So, you know, I could enjoy hearing a few ghost stories today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I think it's interesting with ghost stories because there is that fine line, you know, especially if you're alone at night, you're experiencing something paranormal. I would go to automatically, it's something demonic that's out to get me. But what if it is something kind that's just watching over you? You know what I mean?
I completely know what you mean because I've had it happen to me. You know, when I lived in Burlington, we've talked about this, where I felt like whatever was in there, and I think there were several things in there, but at least one of the things I think was very kind of protective of me. And, you know, things would happen to other people that were scary or negative or whatever. But when it came to me, I always felt like it was very protective. And I have had somebody reach over and, you know, take the hair out of my face while I was, you know, in bed at night. I know that feeling.
If that happened to me, like say tonight, I go to bed and that happens, that would scare the shit out of me.
It is very unsettling, yes. I will say. It really was. But I knew when it happened, it was like, you know, when I used to go
like
in
mom,
and check my kids at night, and I'd look down at their face, and if their hair was over, I'd reach over and pull it back so I could see their face better. And I felt exactly that.
Yeah. But in the middle of the night, when it happens to you, you don't go to, oh, kind, caring,
no, it's
spirit
really
watching
unnerving.
Over me.
It is very unnerving.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
So here's the story, and it says, the paranormal isn't anything new to me, but it always has a way of surprising me. I think that statement could go for about everybody who has had a paranormal experience. It's always
Agreed.
Surprising.
Agreed.
My first encounter with an entity was when I was around 6. I've always been terrified of the dark, even until this day. It's just countless experiences that I've had that make me dislike the dark. It's like entering a new world. So it was time for bed, and I hated the beginning of bedtime. Falling asleep was the hardest part of it. So as a kid, when I would go to my room and put on my PJs and go to the light switch, I would take a deep breath and stare at my bed. Then I would close my eyes, turn off the light, and run to it. I always asked to have it against the wall, and I still have it against my wall today. It makes me feel safe knowing it's up against the wall. That day, for some weird reason, I was terrified more than usual. I couldn't move, and my heart was beating, and I could sense something behind me, staring, dark. I could hear low mutters coming from the direction of the closet. I froze, and my ears heightened to strain and hear what it was saying. I couldn't understand it at all. It was some weird language, but unfortunately, I don't remember the exact words. My mom always told me to pray for it to leave, which is so interesting. It's like, okay, honey, just pray. You're 6 years old. Pray for it to leave. You're on your own. It'd be nice if mom came in and turned the light off and prayed for it to leave with you. So I closed my eyes and covered my ears, and I began to pray for it to go away and leave me alone. Then I could feel a hand go through my hair. I stopped praying and lost my breath. I was wide-eyed and petrified at what was touching me. It kept going for a while until I mustered all the courage I had to turn around, and nothing was there, just the blackness of the room. So I turned back around and inched closer to the wall, literally smashing my body against it. I closed my eyes and started to pray again. Then the hand came back and started to brush through my hair again. I was so scared of what was touching me and combing my hair. My mind kept imagining some creepy person or monster touching me. I once again quickly turned and saw nothing. Then I slowly started to calm down and started to pray again. A crazy calmness came over me. Then again, it started to brush my hair. I wasn't scared this time, and I ended up falling asleep. The next morning, I woke up and remembered what had happened. So I ran to my mom's room, and she was awake watching TV, and I told her what happened, and she looked at me startled. Then she told me, it was probably your guardian angel letting you know that everything was okay. This made me feel better about what happened that night. Seriously, though, it is one of the things that will stick with me for the rest of my life, knowing that maybe I had an angel or someone watching over me and protecting me. Made me feel calm when I was alone in the dark. Thanks, until next time, Diamond. You know, it's that weird fine line.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is terrifying because, you know, she looks and doesn't see anything, but she can feel it touching her.
Yeah. And I get that, you know, at first it is scary, and then it happened again, and then the third time it was like, well, now I don't feel quite so scared of it. It doesn't appear to be here to hurt me, you know.
Well, and then she had that calmness kind of came over her,
right? What do you think about the guardian angel idea?
You know, I actually love the guardian angel idea, and here's why. Because even if it wasn't, but it does feel like the brushing of your hair, like how you explained it, that's what it feels like. It's like a motherly, caring, nurturing thing to do. Brushing your hair. And it's a very intimate thing to do, to touch someone's hair.
Mm-hmm.
But by telling her that, if it happens again, then she's got that in her brain. That's my guardian angel. That's protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could help her sleep better. It's interesting, though, that to this day, and I assume she's an adult by now. I don't know how old she is now. But to this day, she's still afraid of the dark. That's how traumatizing all that was as a child.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, but when it happened to me, I felt like it was more like an entity in the place than it was a guardian.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, unless it could be like grandma or somebody coming, like, I'm here.
I like that, though.
I felt like it was. Feel it.
Yeah, I felt like it was one of the entities in the building that we had that just was possessive of me. You know, I felt like it was more of a possessive thing.
Yeah, because it would be kind like that to you, then it's slap Raimi upside the head. Or
right.
Like it that night, those three nights in a row when I was in your house and something crashed at 4 a.m. straight up, three nights in a row, but nothing mm-hmm. had crashed. You know, because it literally, the crash was so loud because you had that big back room. Mm-hmm. That would be a more muffled sound because it would be far enough away.
Right.
That sound, the crashing sounded like it happened in the room where I was or the next room. Like it,
yeah,
it felt really close to me. And that to me is like, we're going to scare the shit out of Carol three nights in a row at 4 a.m. straight up.
And it's, yeah, exactly. So it was like it didn't treat everybody that way, but I felt like with me, it was kind of like being very kind of protective, possessive, but I felt like it was the something in the building, not necessarily a guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, was it a guardian angel here? I don't know. Maybe, you know, once again, you know, I felt, and what makes me wonder is because she was so flipped out and scared initially, it makes me feel like it was something other than a guardian angel. More of a protective kind of spirit in the house.
Creeper touching a child.
Because she's, you know, it scared her really bad. She's still scared. You know, that doesn't seem like a guardian spirit. Mm.
It's interesting. I wonder what else has happened to her throughout her life, because there has to be some ongoing something, because
I hope she will write us back and tell us.
Because it just makes you think there's something ongoing for her to still have that fear, because you normally mm-hmm. grow out of that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Well, here's our next story. It says, this is Rebecca from Springfield, Missouri. This happened in 1989 on the campus of LSU in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was newly married and living in married student housing, which was a collection of apartments inside the gates of LSU. The apartments were fairly old and built of brick and cinder blocks. My husband was a student, and he was gone most of the day taking classes and working odd jobs to make ends meet. His day started at 3 a.m. every morning. He worked for UPS as a package sorter from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. He would get up at 3 a.m., get ready for work, and I would get up with him and pack him food for his breaks. I'd been living in the apartment for a few weeks when the trouble began. My husband never experienced anything. He would leave the apartment by 3:20 for the drive to his job. I would always go back to bed after he left the apartment. I was never afraid to be there alone until one morning after my husband had left. The apartment seemed different, darker. For the first time, I felt like there was something there watching me. Hate that feeling.
Mm.
Ugh, I don't like that for her.
Yeah.
I had never heard of sleep paralysis before, and I am still not convinced that this was what was going on. As I would return to my bed and begin to drift off to sleep, the room would drop in temperature and chills would cover my body. This morning was the first time I saw the black, shapeless mist come under my door. I couldn't believe my eyes. The mist was so black, blacker than black. Once again, there's that term. It was in the room with me, slowly forming a black cloud hovering above me on the ceiling. Before I knew it, the black cloud descended on top of me, covering my body and completely paralyzing me. All I could do was think and pray hard. I remember how heavy this thing felt. I prayed for God to remove this evil thing from me. What seemed like forever, the black evil would disappear. I would sit up on the bed, sweaty and breathing hard. I convinced myself that it was only a nightmare, and I told my husband what had happened, and he too convinced me that I'd been dreaming. My ribs and muscles felt so sore because I'd been struggling with this thing. That's interesting that she physically could feel soreness, like,
yeah,
from combating it. We don't hear that very often.
No.
After this one incident happened, it became the norm for me. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I was scared to be in the apartment even during the day. The apartment was very small. It was one big square with a very small kitchen, bathroom, two small bedrooms in the living room, so you could see every room while sitting in the living room. The creepy feeling was just intense, especially when my husband left every morning for his job. I tried my best to sit up and stay awake when my husband would leave, and no matter how hard I tried, I would find myself experiencing the same scenario night after night. I thought I was losing my mind. I called the pastor of our church and I told him what was going on. He came and anointed our apartment with oil and said a prayer and did a blessing. Things were normal for a while, but one morning the black evil was back. It came into the room and attacked me once again. I prayed to God, "What should I do to get rid of this thing?" A Bible verse popped into my head that I had never read before. As soon as the thing had gone, I sat up in bed, sweaty and breathing hard, and got out of bed and ran to get the Bible. I remembered that the verse that had been given to me and hurriedly looked it up. The verse was in Matthew 17:21, which states, "Only this type can be cast out through prayer and fasting." I was so shocked. The verses leading up to this was when Christ was with his disciples and they were trying to cast out a demon and couldn't do it. They asked Christ why they couldn't do it, and that when Christ told them that this type of demon couldn't be cast out except through prayer and fasting. I knew then what I needed to do. I needed to pray and fast to draw closer to God. That's what I did. I prayed and fasted for 3 days. The dark mist was gone for good. I was free of this horrific entity. I know what I experienced was real. My husband thinks I was experiencing sleep paralysis, but there's no way I would have known to go look up that Bible verse. I had strange and unexplained happenings to me all of my life, but this one was truly the most terrifying. Thank you for reading my story. I love you guys. Thankful that your show gives me and others a way to share events in our lives. It's very therapeutic. Rebecca. That's the really interesting part, is that she, in all of this terror that she's going through, Matthew 17:21 pops into her head, and that's what it says.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
It really
sounds like
is.
Something out of a movie, doesn't it?
It does. It does. A short movie.
Yeah.
We'd need a little bit more, but...
We can fill it out.
A little more. Yeah. But it is fascinating. Like, the minister came, the pastor came to the house and did the blessing and stuff, but that wasn't enough.
Mm-mm.
It really had to come from her.
Which, when you think about it, that does make sense. That if maybe whatever this is was attacking her, it wasn't so much the house, it was her that needed the blessing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The exorcism, if you will.
Yeah.
That she
like
needed
she
to get
to
free
it.
Of it.
Yeah. Definitely.
And like, so the demon wouldn't have put that Bible verse in her head.
No.
That's almost like there was something kind of helping her combat it.
Yeah. God.
And then she did it and it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I can see how the husband, that would be a lot of information. Like, my wife is having this would be a lot.
Well, and we know that, if people haven't had these experiences before, it's just hard to wrap your head around it. And so, of course he's going to jump to, oh, it was a bad dream. It was a nightmare. It was, sleep paralysis. That's the thing. And she was having sleep paralysis. She couldn't move. Yeah, that's true. Right. But in this case, was she really asleep?
Exactly. And it's weird because she was seeing this blacker than black come under the door and go above her and then crush her, basically, come mm-hmm. down to her.
Just feels like whatever it was something, an inner thing in her.
Yeah, I don't
and
know that it was
I'm
anything
sure.
to do with the apartment.
That's exactly what I was thinking, that I think it could have happened anywhere. She just had to come to grips with this thing, and she did.
That is so interesting. I've never heard a story quite like that, where you're given a Bible verse in the middle of this trauma that you're going through, and then you go to the Bible, and it's all about casting out a demon.
And how to do it.
Like, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. So thank God, though. Literally.
Yeah.
Thank God that thing went away. Like, that would be too much to deal with.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, you would be just afraid all the time. And now he's leaving for work. It's going to happen to me again. And,
you know, my thought was I would have seen if I could also get on with UPS so I could go to work with him at 3 a.m. and not right? have to be there by myself.
Can we just both go make some money?
My answers are kind of practical ones. I'm like, well, if it's not working out here, maybe I can go with you to work.
And there's a diner somewhere that needs a waitress start at 5 a.m. and I'm happy to do that job.
Exactly. See, that's the way I think.
I probably would have done something more like that. Well, I'll just be not going back to bed.
Yeah. If I can't be in this house at 3 a.m., well, I'm going to find something and maybe even make a little coin in the meantime.
That is so you too. I'm going to be productive.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do something
here. Go make some money. We're poor. You're in college. Well, here's one more quick story. It says, hey there, this is Jerry from Dallas, Texas. This happened to me about 2 hours ago. I work for a distribution center on the south side of Dallas as a trainer, training new hires on how to perform their jobs. I have a new group of employees starting today, and they came in extra early to get their paperwork in order, and I was the only one in the building. About 4 a.m., I walked into the conference room to get a monster from the refrigerator whistling along the way. That is a happy person who can whistle at 4 a.m. because that is so not me. I got my drink.
You need a monster at 4 a.m.
Yeah. It's like if you're whistling to the refrigerator, do you really need the monster? Sounds like you're in pretty good headspace. I got my drink from the fridge and I turned to walk out when I heard whistling behind me. I had stopped whistling when I reached into the fridge to get my monster. I turned and looked behind me. Nobody was there. I walked to the window and looked in the parking lot and there was no one there. No extra cars, just mine. As I walked toward the door to leave the room, I heard the whistling again. I just ignored it and went back to my desk. About 20 minutes later, I heard the front door open and someone walk in. It was my coworker, Roger. Roger, how long have you been outside? I asked. I just pulled in, he replied, looking perplexed. Why? Come here and I'll show you how it went down. It'll be easier if I show you, I said. He jokingly asked if I was high. I assured him that I wasn't. He followed me to the conference room where I explained to him that I was walking in whistling, and when I turned to leave, I heard whistling behind me. Bullshit, he said. I walked toward the refrigerator again to show him what had happened. I explained I came in here just like this, and I heard whistling, and he followed me. Then I grabbed a monster, and I turned around to leave. We both stopped dead in our tracks. What the fuck was that? You heard that too, I asked. Who whistled? Hell if I know. Roger looked out the window into the parking lot and said, there's nobody here but us. I know, I said. This is fucked up, Roger told me. I just have this vision of these two guys at like 4:30 in the morning. Like, what is going on? And I like his approach to it. Follow me. I will show you exactly how this transpired.
The reenactor.
Oh, so Roger said that. And then he said, this is exactly what happened to me before you got here. If that would have happened to me when I was here alone, I would have ran out of here and never came back. Then Roger says, fuck that bullshit, man. Oh, I was curious if someone else may have come in here and just didn't have a car in the parking lot. So I went to the security room and pulled up the camera. I went back until I had unlocked the gate and came in. I watched the footage until Roger arrived and there was nobody anywhere on the property. We were both stumped as to what it could have been. In the past, I've been working on the computer when I saw someone walking toward me in the reflection of the computer monitor. But when I turned around, there was nobody there. That's happened to me more times than I can remember. This building's only about 8 years old, and as far as I know, it was only empty land before it was built. No one has died on the property since this place was built. But who knows what happened before that? Like most other people, I have several stories that I plan on submitting. Most of them are from my younger days in Kentucky when I was a prison guard. Oh, hopefully you will enjoy them. Keep up the good work. That's from Jerry. I love
Roger.
Right,
so, okay, let's get this straight. I'm Jerry, you're Roger.
Okay, fuck this bullshit, man.
No, wait. You haven't got there yet. You're not working.
No, I'm already being Roger. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to the fridge to get a monster. Work's just going to go on need for the day. Right? Doing the whistling thing. Open the fridge. Stop whistling. And now I hear my whistle again?
I don't know. It's just whistling. You're just hearing whistling. It could be any
So we don't know. So I'm like, what the hell is that? You know? And then I'm looking around for anybody in the building. And then Roger at that time comes in. I go to Roger and say, this weirdest thing just happened. Right? And try to explain it. Said, no, let me just show you. Right? So back to the fridge. I whistle. Roger's behind me. We hear a whistle. Roger says,
what the fuck?
You're Roger. Okay. And so they're both just standing. So it happened again. Did they try? I'm wondering. They didn't try it again.
No, I didn't. They did not go for time three.
I would have tried it like six more times to see if I could make
it
happen.
They just did time two. And
okay.
I think it's kind of adorable how Jerry's, let's walk through this scenario. Follow me, Roger.
Let's do a reenactment of what just happened.
Yeah, and
but
then
it happened.
You walk through the scenario, but the last thing you would expect is to hear the whistling.
It happened again. Right. Yeah,
and it happened again, and there's mysterious whistling, and then they look at the security camera and nothing.
So weird. Like, but I, like I said, I would have tried to do it several more times to see if I could make it happen again. And then try to track it down. Like, is it coming from the left? Is it coming from the right? Is it coming from outside the room, inside the room? You know, I would have done like all of those things.
And
how far away was it from you?
And then in the walkthrough scenario with Roger and Jerry, I'm assuming Jerry's like, okay, so I walked in here, I'm whistling.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably is doing his little whistling thing. And then Roger behind him is like, has to be thinking the whole time, what the hell is the matter with Jerry? Like, Jerry is losing his mind. Because,
exactly.
Like, the last thing you show up at work, it's 4:30 in the morning or something, for crying out loud. And then your coworker's like, so, no, I'll just walk you through this and follow me.
Yeah.
That's just so funny that you would hear it again. It was just kind of funny.
You know, it just strikes me so weird that it happened again.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you can never make this stuff happen. When somebody, you know, you go, this weird thing just happened, and you're trying to explain it to somebody, and then it, of course, it doesn't happen again, right? It's like when I can't start the lawnmower, right? And then I say, I can't start it, it's broken, and then they come up and it starts, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, I just think that's so weird. I guess I would have been pushing the investigation in me more. Where do you think it came from, Roger? You know,
no,
was
Roger
here?
Was just fuck this bullshit, man.
Roger, I know, but
Roger,
like,
probably was done with it.
He probably just left the room, maybe. I don't know. But I'm just thinking, like, the person in me would have just started doing a bit of investigation.
But Jerry did. They went to the security camera. They were trying to debunk this and see if there could have been anybody who came in.
Well, but like I said, where did the whistle? Was it close to them?
I don't know.
Not close to
I don't
them?
Know.
Was it, did it feel like it was down the hall a ways? You know?
I don't know, but they
is there
both
any way that some weird, I don't know. I don't know what would mimic a whistle and whistle back.
Just a you playful, know? You know, grandpa ghost who always liked to whistle.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, whistling? I can do that.
There are a couple other odd things he said, like reflections.
Yeah.
That kind of make them jump.
So things have happened on that in that building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, but I love Roger and Jerry. They make me very
too.
Happy. So if you have
Roger
a real
and Jerry
you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, you get access to 5,000 plus episodes in the archive. And advanced episodes, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.